Good to be in God's house this morning, isn't it? If you are a guest here, I know our brother and sister from South Dakota is here, just traveling through, and thank you for being here. And I know we got some visitors from Mississippi stopping by just to see whatever's going on at Grace Baptist Church on this day. And I know Cliff and Christina, I know you guys just came from California, and I know you're moving into the area, but you are a blessing to us, and here's how. We always pray, God send us people we don't even know, so they can hear the gospel message and know about Jesus. And so thank you for being at Grace Baptist Church this morning. You can go back home and say, man, we were in this wild church. It's a Southern Baptist church, but we never saw nothing like this before. But that's because this is a place where the Holy Spirit of God dwells. Amen? And I can't wait, as I said earlier, that day in heaven when Jesus announces, hey, it's going to be VBS day. And all the Grace Baptist Church say, hey, we know all about that. We can join right in. And we'll lead out. Praise the Lord. I just had a couple words I wanted to share with you this morning. If you've seen all these life jackets over here, how many have seen that? If you haven't, stand up and take a look and see. There are 54 life jackets there. They were not part of the set. We just brought those in yesterday. Every year at VBS program, and I don't know how we started this, or, you know, we went way back, but we collect pennies. And then it became nickels and quarters and then dollars, and we even have people writing checks to this thing. And every year we have a mission project. We encourage the kids to bring their pennies. One kid said he was going to bring 50 bucks, and I told him, I said, make sure you tell your mom and dad before you do that. We don't want to do anything crazy. But we collect pennies and coins, and we have a mission project every year. This year, our mission project was to donate life jackets to Highland Lakes Baptist Camp. It's a camp that's over 400 acres. All the Southern Baptist churches in Indiana, 440 of us, contribute to it, and we have a nice time down there south of Indianapolis. Many of our youth have gone there. Our young adults have gone there. We've had men from our church, children from our church. If you have not gone to Highland Lakes Baptist Camp, you need to go there. There's hotel rooms if you don't like to camp. There are 8 hotel rooms. Did you hear that? If you only like to camp in a hotel room, you can go there. There's 8 hotel rooms. There's full hookup sites if you have a camper or RV. There's 30 of them, full hookup. Did I tell you that? Full hookup. If you like to bunk in the bunk houses, there's bunk beds. If you want to go as a family, there's a retreat center, hotel style. There's an Olympic-sized swimming pool, and there's a lake. Do you have those pictures of that lake up there? There's a lake there that you can canoe and do all kinds of stuff, but we wanted to have that as a mission project to donate life jackets to the lake. All children, all adults, everybody on the lake have to have a life jacket. We were down there a few weeks ago, and some of them have been around for many years. And so thank you, church. Kids, thank you for collecting over $640 in pennies and coins and checks. To have these life jackets. Mr. Jim Shields, our camp director, I spoke to him this morning, and he said, thank the church. Thank you, guys. Because it was a big need to have those. And so thank you, church, for doing that. Appreciate it so much. The camp is near to my heart. Been there for 40 years and working with it and just love the camp. God has spoken there. God has taught there. Kids are being saved there. Missionaries and pastors are coming out of that camp. And so we need to invest in that as a church, and we do our part. So thank you so much, church. Another thing that my wife and I always do, I lead the boys, she leads the girls in this campaign, and we have some silliness going on, and we have this little contest between us, and the kids like it, but the loser has to do something. I got to tell you, over the past years, I have been arrested, placed in a squad car, handcuffed, had a pie in my face, had dumped cold water over my head, been in the dunk tank. I've been on the losing end every year. This year, isn't it great to behold? Now, my wife, who was the director, she didn't tell you this earlier. She did a good time in VBS, but there was one small detail she left out. This year, the loser was going to have to wash the winner's feet and kiss his or her big toe. And so I anticipated something, and I prayed, and so I didn't wash my foot for a week. Because I was really hoping, and I was really praying. And the boys collected Well, first of all, let me see here. The girls had 307, the boys 338. So the boys won. And on Thursday night, Miss Jean had to kiss my big toe. And I finally got a little bit of revenge. All those years of what she's done to me. And she says, oh, please get over it. Now, I have gone through the ringer for the last 15 years. And so how did my big toe? She had rubber gloves on and this surgical mask and a helmet. And we had a good time. Good time at VBS. But let me just share with you one verse. Isaiah. We've been reading the book of Isaiah this month. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15. Thus saith the high and lofty one, which is the Lord, that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. I dwell there to do this, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. We had revival here this week. I got fired up. We got fired up. The workers got fired. We got revived in our heart serving the Lord. Amen? And it was so simple. Let me just share these facts again. I know she already did. I just wanted to really do this again. We learned there's one true God. You know, our kids are bombarded every day. Well, there's all kinds of ways to heaven. You know, leading TV personalities. Oh, we're all going to the same place. Oh, God and Allah are the same. Oh. The Word of God says this. There's only one true God. And he's the creator. And your kids learn that. There is no other. No other God compares to the God that we worship. No other God compares to our creator. And we learn that God is power. Don't you like that? You know what I find in ministry anymore? Christians are not tapping into the power of God. We learn in the Bible that when you are saved, the Holy Spirit comes and resides in you. Who's the Holy Spirit? It's the third part of the Trinity. And if the Holy Spirit is in me, I have unlimited power through God the Father. And yet we have Christians not tapping into that power, that God has that power. We learn that God is love. Let me share a story with that first day. What we usually do is in Bible school, and everybody goes home at 9 o'clock. We stay behind and debrief. What can we do better? What did we learn? What should we do? And try to plan for the next day. And sometimes we don't get out of here at 10:30, 11 o'clock. But it's worth it. But on that first day, one of our workers came up, and I hope I say it the right way, but you'll get the sense of the story. One of the workers was sharing, hey, one of the boys, little boys, came up to me and said, God spoke to me today. And she was like, well, what do you mean by that? Well, God, he hit me on the head, and God spoke to me. She goes, well, now, what exactly do you mean by that? And we have a fellow, Mike Jameson. He's preaching today in Cedar Lake. That's why he's not here, but he portrayed Jesus for us all week. And the little boy looked around, and him, pointed to Mike dressed up as Jesus. He touched me. And then he said these words, and I know Jesus loves me. Wow. I don't know. I don't know if I can preach any more powerful than that. In that little boy's mind and in his heart, he saw the image of Christ through Mike. And you know, the Bible tells us we are to be the hands and the feet and the eyes and ears of Jesus. Now, Mike was not trying to be Jesus. We know that. But he was being Jesus, in the sense the Bible says, be the hands and feet and eyes and ears of Jesus Christ, your Lord. And that little boy knew enough, Jesus loves me. Amen. How do we know that little boy, and he's here today, how do we know he won't be the next preacher, the next evangelist, the next world leader that can get Christ involved in everything? We learn God is love. And then we learn that God is the truth. What did Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, we live in a world that's relativism. It's all it is. It's just relative to you. That's not truth. The Bible's not true anymore. Oh, it's just written by... The Bible is truth. God is truth. Jesus is truth. How do we know that? Because it says so. And those kids know the truth. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and life. And here's the truth. No one will come to the Father except through me. No one will come to the Father except through me. You know, we all talk about living a good life, and that's good. Here's the truth of the matter. Every one of us are going to die someday. Your day is already appointed by God. The Bible says in Hebrews, it's appointed when a man wants to die. After that, every single person will face the judgment. You say, Pastor, I don't believe that. That's good. Okay, you're still going to face the judgment. You're going to die, you're going to face the judgment. And Jesus says this, you're not going to the Father unless you know me. You say, I don't believe that. That's the Bible. And that's what God says, and that's the truth. And Jesus says this, I am that way. I am the truth, I am the life. You want to get to the Father? It comes by me. And that's what we learn, that Jesus Christ is that person. God is truth, God is that light. We learn on the last day, God is forgiveness. We live in an evil, evil, sick world, do we not? But God forgives everyone. Everyone who will simply say, I repent of my sins. God, I've messed up. And God says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. That one verse, I love this. In Isaiah chapter 45, there is no other God but me, a righteous God, and what? A Savior. And so God just simply says, turn to me and be saved. Let me just explain that just for a minute. Saved from what? The Bible's very clear, in eternity we get to spend it in heaven or hell. Heaven is with God and those who believe in Jesus Christ, because Jesus says you can't get to God unless you come through me. Hell is reserved for Satan and his demons and those who are unbelievers, those who do not believe in God or Jesus. So what are we saved from? We're saved from, not our sins, listen to me, you're forgiven from your sins. You're saved from the wrath of God. God's word is this. God says, I'm holy and pure and righteous, and I'm the judge, and I have to judge you. Many years ago, I was in a courtroom and heard the judge talk about, you know, that is a very nice guy that's standing in front of me, and he heard from both sides. And the judge says, I understand the parents are saying this and the mom is saying that and the brother and the sister. The bottom line is, sir, you committed this crime. And no matter how much people say they like you and how good you are, I have to pass judgment on your crime. God's the same way. God is holy and just. He has to pass judgment on our sins. And so we are saved from that eternal judgment of God of being in hell. Here's how we're saved from it. Jesus says simply, whosoever shall call upon me shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the judgment of God and living in hell for all eternity. That is a simple, simple message, and I love simple. Turn to me and be saved. And then we learn, lastly, that, hey, what do you do with this salvation? Okay, you're saved, you're a Christian, you're walking the walk, you're talking the talk. It says here, be kind and compassionate to one another, always forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. I love that. You mean when I mess up, God will still forgive me? Absolutely. When we turn to him and say, God, I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me and save me even right now. Save from what? Save from that judgment that God says I have to pass on those who don't believe. That's what we learned in Vacation Bible School. We had a couple of the kids at the end of the week say, hey, something's going on in my heart and I want to know Jesus. I want to be saved. We had a couple of kids says, you know, I got saved at VBS a year or two ago, and now I want to be baptized. We had a couple other kids who say, I just need some more time to think about this. Seeds were planted in all of these kids. And that's what we're about here at Grace Baptist Church. We just want to teach and preach the truth of God's word. And it's very simple. There's one God. He's the creator. We're sinners. God loved us so much, he sent Jesus to the cross. Jesus said, I'm the way to get to the Father. Whosoever. Who's the whosoevers? I got this shirt that says, I'm a whosoever. I'm one of those that, hey, I'm one of those whosoevers. In spite of my sins, Heavenly Father, I repent and I'm sorry. Please forgive me and save me. And the Bible says if you'll do that, He saves you from your sins, from eternity in hell, and you get this life of knowing who Jesus is. And to walk that. That's what Bible school is all about. I had a message prepared and I said, how else can you just preach after all of this? It's so simple. And we would want every person to know that. And I'm going to ask you just to bow your head and close your eyes right now. Again, I said it's going to be a little different. But this is the Word of God that He laid on my heart today. This is the message. Very simple. Heads bowed, eyes are closed, and maybe some of the kids were here all week long, and now it all makes sense to you, and you've had time to think about it. Maybe you're feeling Jesus in your heart, knocking at your heart's door saying, I need to be saved. Maybe you're an adult. Say, boy, I never heard it like that before. Or maybe you're an adult and say, you know, when I was a kid way back when, I heard it in Vacation Bible School, but I didn't do anything about it. Maybe you're an adult and you've heard the message over and over and over and over and over. Today is the day. The Bible said today is the day. As you're there with your head bowed and your eyes closed, I wonder if anyone just raise their hand, just say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be saved today. I'm not going to come down. I'm not going to grab you by the hand or anything. I just want that to be your decision. Kid, adult, anybody, say, Pastor, I need to be saved today. Thank you. I see that hand. Anybody else? Let me just pray for that person. Just raise their hand. Father God, I pray that you would just be with that person who just raised their hand and said, I need Jesus. Father, help that person just to have that feeling of knowing that she's a whosoever. And that, Father, she can just say to you right now, I trust in Jesus as my Savior. Forgive me my sins and save me. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are still closed. Maybe you've been saved and say, man, I got to do something for Jesus. This VBS program was got me fired up. It's like Isaiah said, it's revived my heart. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. You just raise your hand and just say, Pastor, I'm revived today. And from this day forward, I'm going to start working more for the Lord here at this kingdom work. Anybody say that? Thank you. Hands up all over the building. Thank you so much. God has revived my heart today. And you're just raising your hand saying, God, I want to do something for you. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I just pray for those who just raised their hand and said they've been revived through this program. Father God, I pray that you will still in their heart service. Father, direct them exactly what you want them to do. Father, may we all be revived in our hearts and in our spirits. Father, may we leap for joy and just say, it's good to be a Christian. My joy is found in salvation, and I want the whole world to see that my God loves people and that Jesus died on the cross and that through Jesus we can get to the Heavenly Father. Father, revive us as a church. Father, may we be exactly what you want us to be. May we be jubilant and excited, ready to do your work until Jesus comes again. So, Father, be with those who raise their hands. Father, empower them for the mission you've called them to do. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are still closed. Maybe you've got something on your heart today, a problem, an issue. Something terrible going on at work or home. We know that. You're not alone. We live in an evil world. You just raise your hand, just say, Pastor, just pray for me. I got this issue at home. I see that. See that hand. Thank you. Pastor, I got this issue at work or in my life. I see those hands. Thank you. Pastor, I got some sin. I'm struggling with it, Pastor. Let me pray for you. I see that hand. Thank you. We're a church of believers, and Jesus said, all are welcome. Let me just pray for you. Heavenly Father, I just pray for those who just raised their hand. They're struggling today. Father, they got an issue at work or at home or in their personal life, maybe a sin. Father, I look across this room and I see their faces. Father, they're good people. They love you. They don't mean to have these issues or problems. Sometimes they just creep in unaware. Father, I pray, Lord, you give them strength to combat those issues. Father, I pray, Lord, they would turn to your word, for we know your word is true and it's powerful. Father, I pray, Lord, they would tap into the Holy Spirit that's in their life to help them fight some of these issues that they're struggling with. Father, we know that you love us in spite of our sins, and so thank you for that. Father, I pray, Lord, they would never quit coming to church here at Grace Baptist, that they would feel solace that when they ever walk in this room or this place, that they feel your spirit and know that you're with them. Father, as we sang that song, when we are weak, we are made strong by you. Father, make our people here strong. Father, be with these issues that we struggle with. Father, may it be real and to our hearts and life, that we would want to follow you, to be examples to our children or our teenagers, so that, Father, they would see Jesus Christ in all of our lives. As our heads are bowed, our eyes are still closed. In just a second, we're going to have music play. I'm going to have the altar open. If you want to come and just pray real quick and go back to your seat, that's great. If you want me to pray with you personally, you come and see me. If you want Jesus this morning, you come. I don't want to walk out of here not giving someone a chance to get right with the Lord. The music begins to play. You come.